The following is safety information. Safety in using your amateur radio equipment. Training information for you, first of all, in this chapter. It starts out with a caution. To ensure that your exposure to RF electromagnetic energy is within the FCC allowable limits, always adhere to the following guidelines. And these are in the form of do not and others. Do not operate the radio without a proper antenna attached, as this may damage the radio and may also cause you to exceed FCC RF exposure limits. A proper antenna is the antenna supplied with this radio by the manufacturer, or an antenna specifically authorized by the manufacturer for use with this radio. Second item, do not transmit for more than 50% of total radio use time. That's 50% duty cycle. Transmitting more than 50% of the time can cause FCC RF exposure compliance requirements to be exceeded. The radio is transmitting when the TX indicator is lit. You can cause the radio to transmit by pressing the PTT switch. That's push to talk. Always use ICOM authorized accessories. Antennas, batteries, belt clips, speaker mics, and so on. Use of unauthorized accessories can cause the FCC RF exposure compliance requirements to be exceeded. Always keep the antenna at least 2.5 centimeters, that's 1 inch, away from your body when transmitting, and only use the ICOM belt clips which are listed in the manual when attaching the radio to your belt and so forth. To provide the recipients of your transmission the best sound quality, hold the antenna at least 5 centimeters, that's about 2 inches, from your mouth, and slightly off to one side. The information listed here provides the user with the information needed to make him or her aware of RF exposure and what to do to assure that this radio operates within the FCC RF exposure limits of this radio. Electromagnetic interference compatibility. During transmissions, your ICOM radio generates RF energy that can possibly cause interference with other devices or systems. To avoid such interference, turn off the radio in areas where signs are posted to do so. Do not operate the transmitter in areas that are sensitive to electromagnetic radiation, such as hospitals, aircraft, and blasting sites. That last one, in road construction, they often use electronic or electric means to set off the blasting caps for the dynamite. So if you're in an area like that, it's recommended that you turn off the radio so you don't accidentally detonate any dynamite before they intended to have it go off. We have just a few more items, so please stay with us. We've found a few more precautions in the manual. The first one is a warning. Never hold the transceiver so the antenna is very close to or touching exposed parts of the body, especially the face or eyes, while transmitting. The transceiver will perform best if the microphone is 5 to 10 centimeters, that's 2 to 4 inches, away from the lips and the transceiver is vertical. Another warning. Never operate the transceiver with a headset or other audio accessory at high volume levels. Hearing experts advise against continuous high volume operation. If you experience a ringing in your ears, reduce the volume or discontinue use. Never connect the transceiver to a power source that is DC fused at more than 5 amperes. Accidental reverse connection will be protected by this fuse, but higher fuse values will not give any protection against such accidents, and the transceiver will be ruined. Never attempt to charge alkaline or dry cell batteries. Be aware that external DC power connections will charge batteries inside the battery case. This will damage not only the battery case, but also the transceiver. Do not push the PTT, that's the push-to-talk switch, when not actually desiring to transmit. Place unit in a secure place to avoid inadvertent use by children. Do not operate the transceiver near unshielded electrical blasting caps or in an explosive atmosphere. Avoid using or placing the transceiver in direct sunlight or in areas where the temperatures are below minus 10 degrees centigrade, that's about 14 degrees Fahrenheit, or above plus 60 degrees centigrade, that's 140 degrees Fahrenheit. I say centigrade because I'm from the old school. It's Celsius is the new term. The use of non-ICOM battery packs, chargers, may impair transceiver performance and invalidate the warranty. Even when the transceiver power is off, a slight current still flows in the circuits. Remove the battery pack or case from the transceiver when not in use for a long time. Otherwise, the battery pack or installed NiCad batteries will become exhausted. And here's a final note for USA users only. Caution, changes or modifications to this transceiver, not expressly approved by ICOM Incorporated, could void your authority to operate this transceiver under FCC regulations.